Yeah, I think it's great.
So, I just want to give a chazor of the shiur we had in terms of maestros and get everything. I gave it very, very quickly. And at least you had the introduction and you got to me with a little bit of concept. So now it should be, now it's just a review in a sense, so much easier. We'll go over it again and make sure everything's solidified. You have any questions, you ask questions, etc. Okay, so as in summary of what we had before, the number of tannis that we give to the different people goes to different people. Kohen gets Truma Gedola, which, as we mentioned, is a mashu, is a little bit, it's even the smallest amount, Minatera. In times of Chazal, when they actually gave Truma, they had a shear, you know, the Kohen should get something. And then Maaser Rishon went to Levi. From Maaser Rishon, the Levi was obligated to take from the tithe that he received. He took another tithe, a tenth of a tenth, which is 1/100. That was called Truma's Maaser, Truma from the Maaser. That also went to the Kohen. As the name of Truma, it's Kadosh, and going to be by a coin that is Tohor, as Manas said, no Kohen or Tohor today. So therefore, that cannot be used. The only possible of using would be what they use is Shemen Zayis, olive oil, used for burning purposes, and therefore the Vedats gives their Shemen Zayis, their Truma Gedola, to Kohanim on Chanukah time to burn in the Chanukiah. What? Maaser min Maaser is Truma. Maaser min Maaser, a tenth of a tenth. Maaser is a tenth of that, the Levi gets the coin, that's Truma. Truma is called Truma's Maaser. Truma from the Maaser. It's Kadosh, right? That's Kadosh Truma. Cannot be eaten unless by a coin, that is Torah. Okay. Then.
You actually
spill
that on your
kale,
then make some
trade. Yeah. If you cook Truma in a Kli, so in the trips of your Kli, you have to do a Gala, wherever you have to Machshir Kli. When people burn challah, there's a mitzvah of Makrish challah, which comes from Bel. We actually mentioned that as well. Challah, you have bread, and you make a dough, and it's Israel. And the Chutzah is also where it goes. And the Chutzah is the Zeich of what was in it. So one time, that's mitzvah of challah, it's a separate discussion. But the person, the mitzvah is to burn the challah. Take challah, say, make a dough, take the challah off. It's similar to Truma. Say, have a challah, you take the challah, and what do you do with your burning? You're supposed to burn the challah, supposed to be burnt. So if the person takes and burns in their oven, then they can trade off the oven. Or because the challah has to give you truma, it's like truma. So the person burns, it gets hot. It's touching the walls of the oven before it disintegrates in terms of the ashes, it becomes truma, it becomes a baked piece of dough, and it can add to the oven theoretically. Okay. Now, we're talking about the fruits right now, we're talking about challah. You should really have a shiur about challah as well, which we'll actually mention that at the end of this year. It's good we have remember that now. Challah is not relevant to bread. Okay, so given the fruits, after we took off the Maaser, Truma Gedola, Maaser Rishon, the Truma from the Maaser, then we have Maaser Sheni or Maaser Ani. First, second, fourth, fifth years of the Shemitah cycle, the second Maaser which you take is called Maaser Sheni, and in times of Beis HaMikdash, you would take the Maaser Sheni up to Yerushalayim and eat in Yerushalayim, in Dachin Yerushalayim, the first time to be Tohar to eat it as well. That was eaten by the owner of the Maaser Sheni, and he could invite his friends as well to make a party over there. If he couldn't bring it up to Yerushalayim, for example, he has strawberries and he lives in Tzfas. So in those times, right, there's no highway number 6, and even if there was no high horsepower cars. There were horses and donkeys and those type of things. It took a long time to get from Tzfas to Yerushalayim. In the meantime, the strawberries would spoil. And therefore, the Torah said, if your person is far away, the fruit won't be able to last until it gets to Yerushalayim. You can put it, you redeem it. You redeem the fruit for its value. Add a fifth. When the owner of the fruit redeems it, it's a mitzvah to add a fifth, as the Torah says. Now, say the fruit was value of $10, he adds a fifth, which comes out to $2.50, another $2.50, outside fifth is gold. He redeems that into some money, the value of $12.50, takes it to Yerushalayim. Buy themselves steak and chips, the value of $12.50, and eats it in Yerushalayim, through some Maaser Sheni, and buy any kind of food with it, and eat it in Yerushalayim. Today, of course, we can't eat Maaser Sheni, even if we're not Torah. You have no Beis HaMikdash as well, so only Beis HaMikdash is kind. But we have to redeem it, because that's Kedusha, so redeem it. And Gemara tells us that since you can, in those times they redeem it for the actual value because they take it up to Yerushalayim and eat it whatever the value was. Today we can't eat it, so there's no purpose in redeeming it for its value. Just throwing away money is no purpose to it. And Shmuel said a rule in Maseches Erechin, Amar Shmuel, Hapodeh Shava Mana Hapruta Padui. If a person redeems the value of $1 million worth of fruit on a fruit of one fruit on 5 agorot, the pidyon works, the redemption works. As we do today, we take all the Maaser Sheni that we're redeeming, no matter what it's worth, redeem it onto one fruit and a coin. One fruit is about 4.5 agorot, 5 agorot practically speaking. So, redeem the Maaser Sheni, the kedusha goes on to the coin, and you can eat the Maaser Sheni wherever you want, however you want. It has no kedusha anymore. The coin, however, is kadosh, and so when your coin, you get filled up using fruits, there's one shekel you can use approximately 22 times. Practically, you're going to say 20 times. 10 shekel piece you can use 100 times. Gets filled up. So you take the coin and take another coin, a second coin. You say, let's say we have here this five shekel piece. So I take my 5 shekel piece, which I put a little piece of tape on it, says Maaser Sheni on it. So it's filled up now. I've used it, say, 50 times. Take another coin, has to be a 1 shekel piece, right? Right? And I say, all the Kedusha, which is on the Maaser Sheni coin, which people ask me, what if I lost? I don't know where it is. I don't know where to put it. Doesn't make any difference, wherever it is. It's in Honolulu, right? Get lost in Honolulu, right? So I can say, all the Kedusha on the Maaser Sheni coin, wherever it is in the world, goes on to a 1 fruit in this coin over here. Okay? Now this coin is freed up. No kedusha on this anymore. In this coin, the 1 fruit is worth is got Maaser Sheni. I can't use the coin anymore right now because it's got kedusha Maaser Sheni in it. What do I do? So I take it and I say the pruta, which is in this coin over here, which is kedusha Maaser Sheni, goes back into 1 fruit in my original coin. This coin is now freed up.
Can you use that
point? And I can use this on 49 times. I could go on indefinitely like that. Indefinitely, if you want, like that.
You never have to destroy the coin.
Never have to destroy the coin, theoretically, right? Comes along, the Torah says the mitzvah of beer, the Pesach of the 4th year of the Shemitah cycle, and during the Shemitah, the Pesach of the Shemitah cycle, you have to get rid of all your meisers, trumas, you have to give the where it's supposed to go. So if you have any truma sitting around, it goes to the coin. Your Maaser goes to the Levi, whatever it is. Your Maaser Sheni coin, you have to get rid of it. So what do? You have your Maaser Sheni, it's a shame to throw away 5 shekels and get rid of it. So what do? Take all your Maaser Sheni, redeem it on to 5 agorot piece, or 10 agorot piece. Now this coin is freed up. You have your 10 agorot piece, which you have to destroy. So you come to me, a couple of pair of pliers, 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, boom, 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 the coin is broken in the town, break it again, another thing, broken in quarters, throw it in all different directions, you destroy your Maaser Sheni coin, and that's it, it's gone. Or you could do like in the time of the Gemara, you go to the Yam HaMelech, you go to the Dead Sea, throw in the Dead Sea, down the bottom, that's it, that's the time of the Gemara, you just throw in the Dead Sea. You know why you throw in the Dead Sea? Not in the Mediterranean, in the Dead Sea, Tafka.
It's where the money
is. You know why?
The Sahara, right?
Because no one can go down to the sea, you know, no one can go. Deep sea diving over there, right? It's impossible. Theoretically, it's possible. You know, normally speaking, a normal person can't go deep sea diving. But change, theoretically, go down to the bottom, you know, and dig out the coin. Not in the Dead Sea. You ever been to the Dead Sea before?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, sometimes you go through the Dead Sea. That was it.
That was
and then a year later, see,
not going. You enjoy throwing it.
That's not called Hanon. Okay. That takes care of the Maaser Sheni. That's the whole procedure of beer Maaser. It takes place. We just actually did it this year. This year is the 4th year of the Shemitah cycle, and this last Pesach, we did beer Maasers. There are Pesach, we put a Maaser coin and set it breaking all of them in the ways. Yeah. Truma and Maaser can't be redeemed. Truma can't be redeemed. Truma has to be taken, given the coin, or separated, and if the coin can't use it for anything, it has to be set aside and it rots away. Rots away.
So what God wanted to know...
Today, with what we have, when we have stakes, like it's normal tree, you have real truma, say you're on a kibbutz or something, or a moshav, we have real fruits that come off the tree, and you have your mamish, real meiser truma. real truma. So you put it inside that rat. You can't destroy it with your hands. And what they do, before they take truma, they wet the fruits, and they make the fruits tamen. Because truma tamea, by truma tahora, by truma which is tahor, say fruits never got wet. Or they did get wet, the person didn't want to get wet. So the truma you take off is tahor. Now there's an Easter of making truma which is tahor, tamen. Let's say I go have wet hands, and I touch the fruit, and it'll make the fruit tahor, tamen. That's the sasra do that. You can't tell the truma. So what do? You wet it was before you separated, when it's still called tevel. It's not truma yet. And the other times the basic mikdash is also good. You can cause truma, you couldn't cause truma to the tevel. But today, since we can't use it anyway, so you make the first time. It's in the old city, because a big problem in the old city with the Maaseh Sheni, you can't redeem, in Yerushalayim, you can't redeem Maaseh Sheni. You cannot redeem Maaseh Sheni in the old city. So if people have Maaseh Sheni, what are they going to do? They can't redeem it. And it's not a little bit. Truma is a little bit. You're talking about a ton of fruits. You're talking about a tenth of a ton of fruits for Maaseh Sheni. You're talking about a lot of fruit going to waste. So what do? Before it goes in the old city, they wet it. And they have some go on and touch and make a tamei. Truma tamei, I say, Maaseh Sheni is something you can redeem in Yerushalayim. That's what they do. That's what people know that. So fruits going in the old, have a special treatment to fruits going in the old city. They make sure they make tamei first. And then Maaseh Sheni can redeem you in Yerushalayim.
It's also necessary to make Maaseh Sheni tamei.
What?
It's also necessary to make Maaseh Sheni tamei.
There is an issue to make Maaseh Sheni tamei, right? They do it with still tevel. Okay. Alright, or when it's outside Yerushalayim and anyway, you can redeem it. You can also do it then. Alright, these are more little details I'm adding into the story over here, we're saying. But that's not so common. So I'm just going to get to practice speaking. You have a Maaseh Sheni. Beer Meister will take place another 4 years during the Shemitah cycle. Alright. Now, incidentally, Rosh, if you didn't do Beer Meister, if you have any Meister coin in your shoes, do it now when you learn about it. You're counting this one now. It's supposed to be done with Hatil and Pesach time. Okay, so with Meister Sheni we took care of. And the third and sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, it's Meister Ani. Meister Ani, take it and give it to poor people. So, if you're in a situation where you own a moshav and you have a tree, a real thing, you can give it to take the Maaseh Ani and give it to find the poor people. It doesn't, not so uncommon in Israel. Easy to find a poor person. If you're in a situation which you usually are today, where you buy fruits in the shuk or something like that, you don't know whether it was taken or not, you have a suffix. So you can say to the Ani, prove to me that this fruit is chayv in Maaseh Ani, I'll give you the Maaseh Ani. He can't prove it. And you have no chayv to give it to him. You can eat it yourself. Maaseh Ani can eat it yourself. There's no kedusha whatsoever. And kedushin is much that if you don't separate it from the fruits also to eat. But once you've separated it, anybody can eat in any situation. That's it. Maaseh Ani. And the last thing is Netar Ravai, the fourth year fruits. The first year, 3 years, fruits in Israel, grown in Israel, are Orla. And the Chutzaras as well, if you know about it. The fourth year, in Chutzaras is grown by non-Jews, so there's no problem whatsoever, and there's no Easter oil unless you know for sure that's oil that you're eating. Without that, you're allowed to eat it. So therefore, in the whole section, you never hear about oil b'chal, because Jews don't have orchards usually. And it's very, very rare. It could be if a person had a fruit tree, and he planted a little baby fruit tree, or did grafting, then it would be oil in the whole section. It's true, it would be oil. But it's pretty rare. So, but in Israel, it's quite common. Therefore, the first 3 years, it's also the fourth year, the din is the fourth year fruits of a tree. You redeem them just exactly like Maaseh Sheni, exactly like Maaseh Sheni. Gemara learns out, Zer Shava, the fourth year fruits had a din of Maaseh Sheni. So the whole procedure. So therefore, you say if these fruits are from the fourth year, then I'm redeeming them. Same way I did redeem Maaseh Sheni, the same coin. Okay. That is the whole procedure, in a nutshell, in summary. And therefore, we'll go through the text again in our school sitter. This time, we read inside. Since there were most problems in your art school, I imagine.
Yeah.
They haven't been in all the Siddur. They had the stuff over there. I don't remember what page you found it on.
That was different Siddur.
Yeah.
Oh. Interlinear, 317.
317.
No, not
that
one.
No. Oh, this one here? No.
Where
is it?
It's between Shachris and
Mincha. Shachris and Mincha?
And the Siddur only applies to fruits and trees, not the vegetables.
Right. All the din of the fourth year fruits only applies to fruits on a tree. The vegetables have no problem with the orla, and therefore, by sign, there is, once you know how to take shrooms from ice, you can go to Shuk Mach and Yehuda, where the fruits are half the price, and vegetables. You know the right place to go. You buy tomatoes, cucumbers, peppers, etc., etc. Take a ma'aser yourself. Save yourself a lot of money. A lot of people do that.
But
many Yerushalayim, a lot of people, you go to the shuk and find all these something chachamim, these people like Torah, with their, you know, this, with their salim, with their roll of screw things over there, buying all kinds of fruit and not being a Buddha. Not for vegetables, they buy vegetables. They go to cheap places and they get very, very cheap. Fruits is a problem, as I mentioned, because the problem of world love. And that makes life.
What was that?
That difficult.
What was that fruit you were talking about the other day?
It was
like something like
papaya.
Papaya.
Yeah, papaya.
What was the dinum on that?
The dinum on that is, it's probably the suffix fruit for suffix vegetable.
You
know. Halal, there's a big suffix in the posting exactly what that is. And then as we take on halacha, it's a dinum of a fruit. And therefore, since the whole life of the tree is only about 4 or 5 years, so if you figure out that most of the fruit on the papaya tree is going to be orla, because the whole life of the tree is 4 or 5 years, that means the first 2 years is orla. And you have to get fruits from the fourth of this year. You never know exactly. The majority is oil. The majority of papayas is oil. And therefore, you don't find fresh oil in here. It's strong.
Can't.
You get in the States. Which I made a shocking. I had it for some of my life when I was in the States with my parents.
Papaya.
Papaya, yeah. Wow. So exciting. I said, wow, look at this. You know? Okay, here we are in the Siddur. Page 98 in the big Siddur over here. That was very exciting. I find the papaya edible. Now, the mice have the English translation over here.
Okay.
Just to make life easier for you, we'll use the English translation.
The guys here are wondering, like the mice have to know all the stuff,
so the thing is, once you know the idea of what you're doing, you can do it as a one-line text you can say.
Ideas like what? Like
you know, there's Truma, and there's Truma Gidola, and there's Truma Smaisa, and there's Maisa Rishon, Maisa Sheni, Maisa Ani. You know that you're supposed to separate a little more than 1%, which would be the action practice speaking now. You take off a little bit more than 1% of your fruits and set them aside.
Yeah.
That's all you have to do physically to the fruits. Okay, 317? That's all you have to do physically to the fruits is actually take off more than 1%.
Mm.
So therefore, if you have a kilo, take off more than 10 grams. Take off a little bit more, there's no problem. You can take off as much as you want, theoretically. Doesn't make any difference. It's how much goes to waste, but there's no problem taking more. If you take less for Boisayim, take less in this year, the whole procedure doesn't work. That's it. It makes a virus in the program, and the whole program goes kaput, and your fruit remains tethered. Therefore, we always take, make sure you take a little more than 1%, which is not a big deal. You crack a little bit more. Okay. So, I'm reading with the linear art scroll over here, and if I remember correctly, yeah. Linear art scroll does not mention the four-tier fruits. Okay? It doesn't mention the four-tier fruits, which is, it's kind of rare, but it should have it. Normal text does have it. I don't know what it isn't put in here.
It says over here, fruit from the fourth year after tree is planted as sanctum in the Maitreshini.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Oh,
it's on 318 as well.
On 318?
Where
is that? Oh, there it is. Okay, fine, very good. Oh, there we go. They changed it. I think it's a newer edition. They changed it because they had it in.
Yeah, so this changes from
the old edition. This is the old edition.
Yeah.
Very good. Excellent. Okay, fine. Now, the boy said, if you take something to the body table, like you see on a moshav, you have an orchard, then you make a bracha. Make one bracha before you do Truma Samaisu, separate Truma Samaisu, and make a second bracha before you do the redemption of the Samaisu Sheni, or the fourth year fruits. Okay? It's a bracha, which says consider. But normally speaking, you go to the shuk and you buy, you don't know whether it was taken or not, and therefore you don't make a bracha. So we'll just go through the text over here, read line, word by word, line by line. Just like this. That part of the portion set aside, Remember, first step of voice, cut off more than a tenth, more than 100, more than 1%. Put on the side. And you read that part of the portion set aside, which you could have set aside, which is more than 1%, which is more than 1% of everything that is here, is hereby declared to be Truma. Truma Gedolah, that Shulah just said. Truma Gedolah. The big Truma. At the top side of the portion. Now he says over here, at the top side of the portion, each species for its own species. So he says the top side. In normal text, he says the Chazon, he says the Tzafon, the north. It makes a difference by saying. You have to designate a place where you have two different sides, the north and south, top and bottom, as we'll see as we go along. So this is fine. The top side is also makes a difference. Alright. But and you say each species over here is its own species. That means you're doing tomatoes and cucumbers and oranges and apples, so you cut off more than 1% of each type. Apples and the tomatoes and cucumbers, etc. You put them on the side, and that's why it says, in parentheses, each species for its own species, because if you have more than 1%, you have more than one type of fruit. If you have one type of fruit, then you don't have to say that, because there's only one species. Okay? So, it says in parentheses, each species for its own species. Fine, so we just set aside the top of that 1%, the top portion of it became, or that more than 1% rather, the top portion became Truma Gedolah. That takes place with Dibur, and some things actually, at least, can actually do with Machshava. Some with Machshava, some not with Dibur. So therefore, you always do with Dibur. But if you want to know the truth, Truma Gedolah can separate actually from Machshava, or even thought, without even saying it out. But since people aren't bought because you can't do with Machshava, and is there Rishon is a question of Machshava or not? It's complicated, which can be done with thoughts, without thought, so therefore you're in Malpeh, with words. Okay? So step one we did. Truma Gedolah is taken care of. Then we say, continue over here, the 1% remaining here, meaning you say in that little piece which is cut off and set aside, the 1% remaining, so we use the more than 1% we use for Truma Gedolah, now the 1% remaining here, together with 9 portions of equal size at the top side of the produce. So, 1% in the piece we cut off, plus 9 portions of the same size on the top side of the produce itself, or the fruits itself, not the part you cut off, but the fruits itself. So you have all together one part over here, which you cut off, 9 parts of the fruits itself. 1 plus 9 equals 10, out of 100. It's 1/10 exactly. Fine? You've got 1/10 over here. What do you do with that 1/10? Are declared to be the first tithe. Levite, Meister, Rishon. First tithe. Each species for its own species. If you have more than one species, each you add on each species for its own species. So now we just created over here Meister, Rishon. 1/10, which we cut off, set aside. Another 9/10, the fruit itself, the main body of the fruit. Altogether 10/10. Out of 100 is exactly 1/10. Okay, that's my Rishon. That goes to the lady. Now, as we mentioned before, you know for sure that it's Tevel. And a lady comes to you and can prove to you he's a lady. He has to give it to the lady. Theoretically, no one can prove it's a lady today. So a lady comes to you and says, you know what, I just got the second lady and she'll give me my Rishon. No. So, well, prove me that the fact your lady is 100% true.
Yes, we tell her as well.
No. Meister Rishon, we invite anybody. The lady invite all his friends over and have a shebang with the Meister Rishon, and everybody can eat it. Okay? You don't have to talk. Therefore, that's why we don't separate it. That's why it remains in the fruit. And we say that the Meister Rishon is there, in order that it shouldn't be tevel. As long as you haven't separated, it's still tevel. And anybody and everybody can eat it. Some people are tzaddikim, and they want to kind of necessarily give maaser from the maaser kedin, take their maaser rishon, and give to a lady, a friend of mine, a great friend of Rabbi Kagan, a mutual friend of ours, Binyamin Edelman, Rabbi Binyamin Edelman, who makes wine, makes olive oil, very, very, very sincere Jew, store also, wonderful person, and he takes off from Gedolah from the Shem Zionist, and gives to Kohan, who's from my house. And he takes off Meister Rishon and gives it to Levi. And instead of you take Meister Ani, he gives the Ani. No thanks. That's very, like wine is and it's olive oil.
he's an expert in Orla, very big expert, and he's an expert in Kashrus and all the how to make wine grapes and wine and olive oil. Very interesting Jewish topic. And we had a very interesting time talking to him, explaining all the ins and outs of Kashrus and making these things. Very, very interesting. Very interesting.
Quite able guy.
Yeah. Very, he's a very able guy, and he's a very, very nice guy. Very sincere Jew. Very good Jew. In any case, now, so Maaser Rishon we set aside, and therefore, and we continue from that Maaser Rishon which we created over here, we say, also, with that 1% that had made the first type, that 1% is set aside, it's sitting on the side over there, is hereby declared to be Truma of the type. Truma's Maaser, Truma from the Maaser. The priestly tithe, each species for its own species, and that 1% set aside becomes now Trumas Maaser. So you have the Truma Gedolah and Trumas Maaser in one little piece on the side. That has to be theoretically given the coin. You can't give the coin, you put it on the side and let it rot. Now, Suffolk, which is mostly in the shuk, what you do is you wrap it up in a plastic bag or something, it's paper and put it in the garbage. But if you know for sure it's real Truma, you can't do that. Karas Kedusha, wrap it on a plastic bag, put on the side, and it lasts by itself. After a few days, or whatever long it takes, it'll start rotting, we get it's moldy rotting, and we put it in the garbage, it's okay. Alright. If you have fruit, which is Bale Tebel, it's Kedai, to wet it and touch it, now it becomes Tomei. And therefore, when you take the Truma, now it'll be Truma Tomeia. Truma Tomeia is less common. It's Truma Tahura, if you're very careful enough, it'll make it Tomei. And therefore, it's advisable to wet it before you start taking Trumas Maaser if it's Bale Tebel. Now, we got them now. Trumas Gedolah is taken care of, Trumas Maaser taken care of, Maaser Rishon taken care of. An additional 9 portions yes, some of you are not so happy about. Said about this, the text change I made over here. Because see, in the normal text it says like this, Maaser Sheni Bedromo, it simply says the Maaser Sheni is in the south. Here in the normal text it talks about north and south. Maaser Rishon put it in the north and Maaser Sheni put it in the south. That's fine. So here, they, in the text they have over here, they said it's in the top and the bottom. That doesn't bother me. What they did over here, the only thing that bothers me is as follows. They say another 9 portions like these, the bottom of the fruit, are Maaser Sheni. Each piece is on its own pieces. And I'll tell you the truth, boys, that's not 100% accurate. There's not 9 portions like these. Explain you why. When you take these percentages, by saying, you figure out yourself. People know a little mathematics, figure out yourself. Truma Gedolah took over a little bit. Depending on the size, right, how much Truma Gedolah take off, so the remaining, you have 10 that was remaining from Maaser Rishon. Let's just say, took off 1%, took off, I don't know, 0.5% from Truma Gedolah. Okay? Let's say you cut off your more than 1%, 0.5% we took off from Truma Gedolah. Okay? That means you have like 99.5 left for Trumas Maaser. Okay? So you take off now 1/10 of that 99.5, which means you take off 9.95 from Trumas Maaser. That's what comes out. Exactly, right? And that's what happens. That happens over here because you say 1/10. Rots remain from Trumas Maaser. Okay? Now,
So subtract that from the tree. So you're subtracting, you took off 0.5%, now you took off another 9.95. You took off a drop more than 10%. Drop more than 10%. Okay? Remaining improved now, we'll call it 89.8%. Remaining the fruit. Right? And now you have to take a tenth. So it'd be something like 8.9 something, right? 8.9 something. Okay? So that's not exactly what it says over here. It's not exactly the shear of nine portions of what we said before. It's a little less than that. So actually, the truth matters, if you take the nine fourths, it would be okay. I'm not sure, I have to figure out exactly how it would come out. But the text is not exact. I don't know why they did it like that. It's not exact. So I would say that from this side, it's better to use the old text. The old text is exact. You simply say, Maaser Sheni is in the south of the fruit, the bottom of the fruit. Strange, you don't mention that it's nine portions of what we had before, because it isn't. It's a tenth of what's remaining in the fruit after you've done taking the truma gadol and the truma maaser. The best thing is somebody say, my chain is in the bottom of the fruit. Finished. Because Bukhon knows exactly how much it is, and he figured it out to the last decimal point. Right? And that's it. It's exact. That's what it's supposed to be. So I don't agree necessarily with the text they have over here in the house we'll sit. I have to go and see and figure out. I assume, I hope it's more than it's supposed to be. If it's more than it's supposed to be, that's fine. You can take more than. You can take more Maaser Sheni if you want. If you take less than Maaser Sheni, then the Maaser Sheni will drop less, then the whole thing doesn't work. So I would suggest, therefore, Boisai, simply say the Maaser Sheni is the bottom of the fruit. So, that's all. Rather than what they have written over here, the nine portions like it, like these, the bottom side. Which I haven't figured out exactly how much that's all. Okay? Anyway, so I'm going to say, like, the original text is that Maaser Sheni is in the. And truth of the matter is that that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that Nusa Yusham says that the Maaser Sheni is in the south, north, south, east, west, wherever it may be, but he uses that Nusa. So I don't know why he did this over here, I really don't know. Anyway, so Maaser Sheni is in the bottom part of the fruit. That's it. Come and let me know. Each species on its own species. And if it's high in Maaser Ani, but if this produce must have the tithe of the four separated from it, at the bottom be the tithe of the four. Okay? Depending what year it is. So you don't know what year it is, say, for example. You're not so expert in what year Shemitah is. So it doesn't make a difference. Hashem knows what year it is. So either it comes Maaser Rishon or Maaser Sheni, whatever the year it may be. Hashem knows. It happens automatically. You just have to say, either it's Maaser Sheni or it's Maaser Ani, either it's the second tithe or it's the tithe for the poor, and it takes place automatically. And then you have to redeem the Maaser Sheni. So if it's Vadai, it's Vadai, high from Maaser Sheni, make a brach over here at this point. So it's Yivonu al Pidyon Maaser Sheni, on the redemption of Maaser Sheni. And you say the following text. The second tithe and the fifth, extra fifth. The Torah says when you own the fruit and you redeem it, you have to add a fifth to it. Add a fifth to the tithe. But this is really a fourth. For example, if you have a fruit worth $10, oh wow, it's really late. Yeah, I'm only going to finish in 2 minutes. You have a fruit worth $10, so a fifth of that is, you take 1/4, 2.5, add it on, 12.5. So what you add it on is a fifth of the total. It's called an outside fifth. Okay, we're finishing up now in a minute. Say, Maaser Sheni Hu, Bukum Sho, and his fifth, to be redeemed onto one pruta, in the coin which I've set aside for the redemption of the second tithe. And you add on the last line, the peros of the fourth year fruit, it and its extra fifth are declared to be redeemed onto one pruta, in the coin which I've set aside for the redemption of the second tithe and the fourth year fruit. Finished. Now, once you know that, and it's here, they don't have any art scroll. Once you know this whole procedure, you say one line thing. Take off your more than 1%, put on the side, all separations and redemptions to take place according to the text in the Siddur called Kor Bracha, because it has a real original text. I think sometimes I'm happy with the text over here so much. Right? Should take place all automatically according to this, with this, the text written in the Siddur over here in Kor Bracha. I think we're giving automatically, and that's it, finished. So, you have to keep track of your Meister coin. When it gets filled up, or partially filled up, you redeem it, like we said. And you put it on another coin, put it back again, and you start to keep going over and over again, indefinitely. Okay, what's that?
You're
in destroy. Right. And the every four and 3.5 years, 4 years, you're in destroy. Right.